as we are now joined from inside Gillette Stadium by Bob Sosie. Hello, Bob.
Hello, guys.
How are you today? Ready to go?
I'm doing great. I hope so. We're well equipped in the booth. We've got our little space heaters here. Zoe brought in the heavy duty space heater, of course, on his side of the booth, but nonetheless, the windows are open. Our feet should be toasty, and we're going to look forward to this matchup of the Patriots and the Chargers for sure. Should be a great one.
Okay, Patriots inactives are out. Keonta Davis, Steven Anderson, James Ferentz, Ufumba Kamalu. Do I say that right? Am I saying that correctly? Bob, you would know better than I. Obi Melifonwu.
You know, who am I to judge? I think I screwed it up the first time I said it.
Yeah, Duke Dawson once again, and Dietrich Wise. And if you heard Jeff Howe earlier, he had reported that it was headed that way. This means Adrian Claiborne is back. He is active and will possibly play a role for the Patriots defense in this game. And he seems best suited for a game like this because you have a quarterback who pretty much drops back into the pocket and makes throws. Fair to say,
yeah,
Bob.
If you're talking about his role rushing the passer, for sure. One concern, though, going against the Chargers, defending the edge if the Chargers run the ball. And, of course, it still remains to be seen how healthy Gordon is relative to what we saw last year in the middle of the season. But you'll recall he had that 87-yard touchdown run when Cassius Marsh got blown off the left side of the defensive line trying to set the edge there. So for Claiborne, it's primarily a pass-rushing role, and he had a very good game against Green Bay, so it shouldn't be too much of a factor, but you certainly hope that a defensive end for the Pats with Wise, who I thought did a good job the last couple of weeks being out of the lineup today, being unable to set that edge.
Bob, I know you have copious game notes since they've been tweeted out by your Twitter account here, and so I'm just curious, one of them is about James White and Rex Burkhead and what they've been able to do in the passing game. Are you anticipating that will be a big part of the Patriots game plan today to attack with those running backs out of the backfield as receivers, or even like we saw with Rex Burkhead before, lined up in the slot and then down the field for a touchdown?
Yeah, Chris, it's really part of the game plan, I think, for both of these teams going in to get the ball to the running backs, whether it's with handoffs or with the short throws that we've become accustomed to, which really victimized Kansas City last year to the tune of 12 catches for 153 yards, 46% of Brady's passing yardage, 333 in that game, a game in which he was under constant duress from the Chargers, especially Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram and company up front. But you've got to think as well that it's going to be a focal point of each team's defensive game plan to contain or neutralize the passing attack when it comes to getting the ball into the hands of the running backs. And I think whoever prospers more in that category will emerge ultimately today as the winner when you look at these two offenses, these two defenses, because I think it's a great matchup, interesting in a lot of ways, and it starts in the backfield for each.
All right, Bob. Well, we're looking forward to your call. Should be a good one. The last home game of the year for the Patriots, no matter what happens.
Yeah, no question about it. Of course, looking forward to watching not only Rivers and Brady, but also, of course, sharing the same stage, Antonio Gates and Rob Gronkowski. Of course, all the speculation about Gronk's future leads us to question whether this will be his Foxborough farewell. But it's an opportunity, again, to see, you know, a Hall of Fame quarterback against a quarterback who at least deserves consideration for Canton someday. And two tight ends who I believe will definitely get gold jackets when they're retired. And the opportunity to watch these two teams play today, best on the road this year in the NFL against the best at home. Intriguing matchup, no doubt.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.